Hello, this is Rob and Mike from the McClellan Financial Group of Asante Capital Management, and this is Think Smart with TMFG. Mike, I thought it might be interesting for you and I to talk about hard advice. And what I mean by hard advice is where you have to sit across the table from a client and tell them something they probably don't want to hear. And it's interesting because when I started in the business, I used to think my job was to make my clients happy. And, you know, early days, one of the things we used to do is client would come in, they'd be unhappy with one of the mutual funds that was in their portfolio. And so we would make a change and we would move it to a different fund that had a better track record. And we know that didn't work out very well. So what are some of the other types of hard advice that you think of that you've had to do with clients over the years?
The biggest one that comes to mind is clients are spending too much. And many times, the weird part about it is they become clients because they were great savers. And a lot of times in the midpoint in people's lives, they start to make more money, everything's going very well, and they start to spend a lot more money. And what happens, once they get used to spending that amount of money, they don't know how to back off. And their savings doesn't increase. You know, they have the same savings now when they used to make $80,000 a year, now they're making $300,000 a year, and they're saving the same amount of money. And there's a real problem in there that you have to control the amount of spending that goes on. And it's very hard to tell people to cut back on their lifestyle. People like to spend money.
It's almost like the higher the income, the more they have difficulty saving.
Yep.
Because they have maybe an expectation that the income is going to continue to rise and that all things will work out. And yet clients with lower income are often the better savers.
And we've talked about this before. Once you've stayed in a 5-star hotel, it's pretty hard to go to a 4-star hotel.
Absolutely.
You know, your company puts you up in the Waldorf for a night. It's very difficult to go to the Comfort Inn the next day.
So what other pieces of hard advice have you had to give over the years?
A lot of times people own individual stocks. They have a personal attachment to. Maybe a company they work for, maybe a bank. And they have an allegiance to this company because they feel they owe the company something and they want to keep on holding that stock. They really feel it would be a kick in the face of the company to get rid of this stock. And sometimes it no way belongs in their portfolio.
Especially in some situations where they might be receiving a pension from that company. So they're getting the pension from the company and they still own 20% of their wealth in stocks of that company, and they think that's okay because the company did well when they were there, but things change.
We've seen it with Nortel, with Kodak, with, you know, tons of companies along the way that are great companies, were great companies that just don't exist anymore and are a shadow of what they once were.
I have this philosophy in it that every company goes bankrupt eventually. It's just a matter of time, and I know stock pickers wouldn't want to hear that, but it's the truth.
You know, it was funny, an aside from that, I was driving up Yonge Street the other day, and I was looking at all the different businesses in there. And we've lived in Richmond Hill a long time, probably close to 30 years now, right? And try to remember all the builds and how many are still the same company. You know, I go Western Produce. No, that's Center or something now. All these different companies, I was remembering what they were. And I'd say 80% of them are different from what they used to be.
Probably even higher. Probably closer to 90%.
Just a shocker on how that actually happens.
What other types of hard advice?
People love their cash. It gives them this great comfort having mass amounts of cash sitting in a bank with no real use for it. I mean, people have $200,000 sitting in a bank account at 1%, and they've never had the need for more than $5,000 at once ever.
They have this comfort level that they believe they need that big cash balance in the event of emergency or a global downturn. And maybe, you know, 1 month a year when the stock market's in the red, they feel good about it. The other 11 months, it's the wrong move.
Yeah, it's funny because people don't think rationally then. When you think of the great problems that happened. Then you go through the great stock market crash, right, of 1929. It was people lined up at the bank not able to get their money. And that's where everyone puts their money for safety.
The one thing that I have struggled with is this whole, you know, estate plan and updating wills. And even today, I have long-term clients that have not updated their wills. Often it's because of maybe a second marriage, or they don't know, you know, who should get what in terms of the beneficiaries. But it goes on and on and on. And it drives me crazy. And I feel like I'm getting angrier over the years when they're not doing something as basic as having a will in place. And maybe it's I feel that if something happened to them, I'm going to feel even guiltier because they don't have a will. And some beneficiary is going to come to me and say, how did you not have a will for my parents? You've been working with them for 20 years. It scares me. But
it's one of those things I almost think should be government imposed. You have to do your tax return, so everyone does their tax return. The government should say you have to have a will, and everyone would have their will done.
Well, like you have to have car insurance if you're driving the car on the road, but you don't have you know, insurance in terms of a will or power of attorney in the event that something does happen. Yeah. And stuff does happen. I mean, we've seen that. What else?
Big thing too, insurance is a tough thing. As far as advice to give to clients, I find insurance is the most difficult advice I have to give to clients because I know they need insurance. I do truly know because I've seen the effect of people with insurance and without insurance. So I know insurance is a very important part of the plan. But again, people want to be proven that it's financially better off, or it's not necessarily going to be financially better off for them, right? It's more protecting themselves. And it's a really hard advice to go say, here's money that you're going to be able to spend on stuff that's fun to put in place for an insurance policy that we're hoping is not going to pay off, right?
They think they're not going to die or become disabled, and yet everyone's going to die, and half the people are going to be disabled at some point in their lifetime.
Yeah.
And yet they're not willing to pay for that insurance. Even, you know, it's interesting, I had a couple of clients just in the last week where many years ago, 10 years ago or more, they bought life insurance to cover estate taxes. And that insurance is fully paid up and it works. And, you know, they're now in their 80s and it makes complete sense because they're going to leave a bigger estate for their beneficiaries and they can spread that money around. They had enough money, but they chose not to.
Yep, absolutely. Other things, clients that give too much money to their kids. You know, many times we have clients, it's always great to help your kids out. Right? You always want to help your kids. If you can help pay for the university is great. Help them get a bit of a start in life. But I've seen people who have went and basically tried to support their kids up until their mid-30s. And if they could afford to do it, it would be okay. But there's many people who can't afford to do this that are doing it. And you got to tell them they got to cut the leash. Very hard advice to give to someone because they're very close to their kids at this point. But at a certain time, for both their benefit and the kids' benefit, they have to do this.
Often, I mean, you know, once they're into their 20s, they're adults. And I have clients that are still paying their kids' mortgages or their kids' rent. And they're doing it at the expense of their own lifestyle. But it's not just that. It's that I think they're actually hurting their children because their children have this free money coming in and they don't have to carve their own path.
You got to learn, right?
Absolutely. That's the only way. You mentioned to me the other day about liquidity. And, you know, when we put financial plans together, that's always one of those things we see where clients sometimes have too much in illiquid assets. And it's tough to get them to become more liquid. But they need to understand it's liquid assets that you live off of.
You need income.
You need income. And sometimes it's a farm or vacation property, and 70% of your net worth is tied up in illiquid assets, and there's not enough liquid assets to produce enough income to live off of.
Again, but people have a personal attachment to this, and that's the problem. It's very hard advice to give to someone to say, I know this is a this is a cottage that you've had in your family for years, but you'll find their whole lifestyle is sometimes based around trying to support this expense. And many of them have gotten too old to even go there. The grandkids don't go there. It sits empty, and all their lifestyle is based around supporting this.
Absolutely. So, you know, hard advice is interesting. You know, probably early in our career, we didn't give the hard advice. As we've been in this business for a long time, we've learned that sometimes we need to look across the table, look a client in the eye, and really tell them what's going on and what changes they need to make, or they're going to be in trouble. And it's hard to do.
It's better in life to be respected and liked at some points.
Absolutely.
It feels good to be liked, but you'd rather be respected at the end of the day.
Absolutely. And then you can, you know, at least for ourselves, we can sleep quietly at night knowing we've given the right advice at the right time. This is Rob and Mike with Think Smart with TMFG from the McClellan Financial Group of Asante Capital Management.
You have been listening to the McClellan Financial Group of Asante Capital Management Limited. Asante Capital Management Limited is a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada. Insurance products and services are provided through Asante Estate and Insurance Services Incorporated. This material is provided for general information and is subject to change without notice. Every effort has been made to compile this material from reliable sources, however, no warranty can be made as to its accuracy or completeness. Before acting on any of the above, please make sure to see a professional advisor for individual financial advice based on your personal circumstances.